Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord, glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the important subject of our heart. Why is it important? Because God looks upon the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. Furthermore, we believe with our heart unto our righteousness, and then we confess with our mouth unto our salvation. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to speak. God says in Proverbs 4:23, you're supposed to guard your heart with all diligence. You're to protect your heart. And remember, the word is sown in your heart. And who comes to try to take it out? Satan comes with temptation to try to take the word out of your heart where it was sown. He knows that if you keep the word in your heart and believe it and act upon it, then it will produce fruit in your life. This is why your heart is so important. The heart is the hidden man of the heart, the inner man on the inside of you. That's where the inward reasonings, inward intentions, purposes, and motivation comes from. And it's important that we have good things in our heart. Remember, we got to get the word in our heart. It produces joy and rejoicing, and it's going to be written in our heart by the Holy Spirit. And as we learn to obey from the heart, and everything we do should be from a right heart attitude before the Lord. Remember, God's examining our heart. He's looking at it, and He is going to prove you and find out really what's in your heart. Everything He leads you in, He's proving you and finding out what's in your heart, whether you're going to keep the commandments of God or not. He's going to find out if you really love the Lord your God with all of your heart and mind and soul. He's going to find out if you're going to walk in His ways. In fact, if your heart is right, it's going to stir you up to do the work of God, the things of God. God's going to definitely find out if you're a God pleaser or a man pleaser, because He is going to test your heart. He searches your heart and finds out what really is there. Now, we've been talking about evil in the heart and the effects of evil in the heart. We pointed out scripture after scripture of how we can have evil in the heart, from fear and pride and lust and a hardened heart and all these different negative effects in our heart from yielding and opening the door to the devil. And we've been talking about the effects. You see, you have to realize what's in your heart will have a negative effect upon you. If your heart's not right, you won't obey God. You won't hearken to His voice. If your heart's not right, you'll be speaking negative things. You'll be thinking, I can't do this and I can't do that. And you'll be bringing up an evil report. If your heart's not right, you'll be deceived and run off and serve other gods, some other idol in your life. If your heart's not right, if it has faint-heartedness or fear in your heart, you can't win your battles. You're going to be sent home because you will not be able to triumph over your enemies. If you don't have gladness of heart, you're going to serve your enemies and want and lack of all things in your life, the Bible says. That's the part of the curse in Deuteronomy 28:47. If your heart's not right, you're going to perish and you will not even prolong your days upon the earth. Remember, Caleb was one who kept his heart right. He kept the word in his heart and he wholly followed the Lord and entered in and possessed the land. But the other guys, their heart wasn't right. They didn't keep the word in their heart. They got into unbelief. In fact, they would not go in and possess the land, and they even caused the people's heart to melt. The majority caused the people to draw back. We also saw Saul, how he looked at the circumstances and he let fear into his heart. Watch that you do not look at the circumstances or what the enemies are doing. Keep your eyes on the Lord. He is your victor. Solomon is the one who unfortunately got involved with strange women. If you get yourself involved with unequally yoked in relationships, then the effect will be, it will affect your heart. It caused him to be turned away and to pursue after other gods. That's why we don't want to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers in any capacity. Remember Rehoboam? We talked about the fact that he didn't prepare his heart to seek the Lord. Then what happened? He did evil. Do you prepare your heart to seek the Lord daily? If so, you'll do right. If not, you'll do evil. Hezekiah's heart was lifted up, wrath came on him. That was the effect of that. If you humble your heart, then you will not have any wrath coming against you. If you regard iniquity in your heart, then God's not going to hear your prayer. That's the effect. It will stop your prayers from being effective. Heaviness or anxiety will bring that oppression that causes your heart to stoop or bring you an oppression upon you because of what you've let in. A backslider in heart, he's filled with his own ways. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. Otherwise, if you have a hard heart, a proud heart, it's going to cause destruction to come your ways. There's a cause and effect for everything that happens. A hard heart will cause you to fall into mischief or calamity or trouble. You must understand there is a cause. A lot of people say, why are all these terrible things happening upon so-and-so or whatever? You don't know what all is going on in their heart. God is a just God. He's a God who will protect us. He's a God who will heal us. He's a God who will bless us if we walk in His ways. He's looking upon the heart. You don't know what's going on in somebody's heart. And if you're not seeing good things happen in your life, what's going on in your heart? Do you have a hard heart? Do you have a proud heart? Have you let the devil come in and take the word out of your heart? It's important that you watch your heart, because out of it flow the issues of the forces of life. Unbelief in your heart will hinder you from entering into the promised land. Doubt in your heart will hinder you from moving your mountain. And see, this is the effects of the negative in your heart. Lust in the heart, God says you've already committed that adultery already. That's why we got to guard our heart. And of course, you know, what's the gate into your heart? What you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're thinking upon, what's coming into you. You've got to guard yourself. Don't be looking at those things that would cause lust to come into your heart. Otherwise, you'll have committed adultery if you lust after a woman in your heart. We saw that scripture, pride of the heart deceives a person. If you have pride, you will have an open door for deception, and you will be deceived, whether you understand it or not. You'll be deceived in some capacity. A proud heart will stir up strife. If you're prone to get into arguments and strife with people, you got pride in your heart. You need to face the facts, and you need to deal with this to get this out of your life. If you are a person who speaks the right things, but your heart's not right, then in vain you're worshiping Him. The Bible says that the hypocrites are people that draw nigh with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Remember Jesus in Matthew 15, He said, the things out of the mouth come from the heart. That's what defiles the man. It's the things from within that defile a man. That's why you've got to keep your heart right before the Lord. They wouldn't even consider the miracle of loaves because they hardened their heart. They were faithless. You better never question the miracle power, the healing power, the delivering power of the Lord. Don't ever fall back in unbelief, but believe His word. Now, in Romans chapter 1, we were about leaving off with this in the last broadcast in these scriptures. And here's a case where the people's heart was foolish and darkened. And what happened? They became vain in their imaginations. And the Bible says that God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart. What they do? They change the truth of God into a lie. Anytime you change God's truth, the Word of God, into a lie, believe in anything contrary to the Word, then you'll deceive yourself and you'll let evil come into your heart. And also, they worship and serve the creature more than the Creator. If you continue to serve yourself in the ways you want, whatever you want to do in your life, then your heart is not right with God, and you're not serving the Creator, and you're not going to be blessed of the Lord. What happened? God gave them up to vile affections, and they even got into the place where they changed the natural use into that which is against nature. This is how people get into homosexuality. They change the truth of God into a lie, serve the creature more than the Creator, and here they got into these vile affections that are contrary to the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 3, we saw the fact that they erred in their heart, and this is important to go over. We just touched on that briefly. If you err in your heart, you will not know God's ways. That's the facts. A lot of people want to know God's ways, but if you err in your heart, you will not know His ways. And then he goes on and says, what's the further effect of that? You won't enter into His rest. You won't enter into the promises of God. You won't see the blessings coming upon you. In Hebrews 3:12, he says, take heed, brother, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. When God says take heed, He means take heed. Do not let an evil heart of unbelief in you. It'll cause you to depart from the living God, and it brings a deceitfulness through the deceitfulness of sin, a hardening of your heart. But the Bible says if you'll continue in the Word, you'll be a partaker of Christ if you hold the beginning of your confidence steadfast unto the end. And the Bible says that if we will hear His voice, harden not your heart. One of the answers for you to not get a hard heart is hear God's voice. Don't listen to other voices. Hear God's voice. In James 1:26, the Bible says, if any among you seems to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is vain. You better watch what you speak. A lot of people think, well, it doesn't matter what I say. If you bridle not your tongue, you will deceive your own heart, because what you are speaking with your mouth is registering in your heart. The words that you're speaking are affecting your heart, and your own words will deceive your own heart and cause your religion to be profitless or vain. In Luke chapter 16, verse 15, there were these guys that justified themselves before God, but God knew their heart, and He saw the fact that it was not right. And those that highly esteem themselves within their heart, they're an abomination in the sight of the Lord. God wants us to keep our heart humble before Him. Luke 1:34, He says, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting, drunkenness, or cares. Overeating, drunkenness, cares of this life will affect your heart. Acts 7:39, the fathers would not obey because their heart was turned back to Egypt, or Egypt's type of the world. If you're looking to walk in the ways of the world, you will not be obedient. Your heart will be turned away from the Lord. Romans 16:17, the Bible says, mark those that cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you've learned, and avoid them, because they're not serving the Lord. Instead, they're deceiving the heart of the people. Watch those that bring division or offenses, or that are contrary to the Word of God. Stay away from them. They're going to affect you negatively. James 3 says, if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, then we are giving place to the devil. Where envy and strife is, there's confusion in every evil work. Don't let the devil have place in that. And James 4:8, the Bible says that we are to cleanse our hands and we are to purify our hearts, ye double-minded. If you have double-mindedness, then it's a cause an impure effect in your heart. He says, purify your heart, you double-minded. Watch what's in your mind. If you let negatives in your mind, it will cause an impurity in your heart. Get single-minded on the Word, purify your heart, and walk in the ways of the Lord. Well, we're going to start talking about the good qualities in our heart on the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.